Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, my singles, and thank you for joining us on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. I'm Kiki. I am your married in 2 years or less dating coach, working with singles since 2006. Most of you know that I started out as a matchmaker back in 06, and I did a few events for singles, like our single mingles, where you were supposed to come and bring a friend. A good, decent person that others might be open to dating, but that you weren't interested in. I might start doing that again because that was a great idea. But I started out just providing introductions. Matchmaking is just providing a date. And I quickly realized that even though people were coming and saying, I'm great, I'm this, I'm that, but I can't seem to meet someone who's compatible with me. If I could just find that perfect guy or girl, then my love life would be wonderful. And then I found out that really was not true. Even if I introduced them to the perfect fit for them, and the two of them started dating, things would still fall apart. And it was because people need help with their dating and relationship and communication skills. We are not really taught how to date and how to make a relationship work. So that's where the problem was coming in. It wasn't even finding the person. It wasn't meeting someone that you actually liked, because that was happening. But the problem was lying on the other side. What to do after you found the person that you want to date? So I got into dating coaching, and that is what I do now. I help individuals with their relationship skills, their dating skills, how to navigate through a relationship and make it successful so that it will lead to engagement and then marriage. So it's been going very well. I had 2 weddings last year. I have 3 on track for this year, and we're going forward. So if you think you need matchmaking, you probably need coaching, just to let you know. And one of the topics that we're covering today is part of navigating a dating relationship, and it's about your secrets and issues that you have and what you share and what you don't share. Relationships break up because people don't know how to navigate the relationship. Yes, you might meet someone and think they're a fit, and then maybe they aren't a fit. That happens, of course. Or maybe there are other issues like cheating, infidelity, trust insecurity issues. All of that plays a part. And all of that also is a part of navigating a relationship. I am here to help you. I am here to help you get to exclusivity and then engagement and then marriage. Usually people end up messing up before any of that can happen. And that's why you're still single. But we can remedy that. So some of you are not getting second dates, male and female. You're not getting second dates, and it's because you don't know what to share and what to keep private. And we're going to talk about that today. Should you tell someone you are dating your secrets? Now, this came up because I was watching Match Made in Heaven, which is a reality show. It's kind of like a black version of The Bachelor. It comes on WeTV. It's hosted by Sherry Shepherd. There's a minister who also meets with the contestants and The Bachelor and throws in a couple of different temptations to them. It's a cute little show. If you like The Bachelor, you probably would like Match Made in Heaven. I personally do not like those shows because, to me, it is too physical. They always have the bachelor or the bachelorette kissing and getting very intimate with the candidates, which I think is a little gross. You just kissed on this woman one day, and now you're kissing on this other woman in the same day or the next day, and I would not stand for that, nor would I encourage my clients to be involved in that type of relationship where you already know the man is being physical with the other ladies or the woman is being physical with the other men. I see nothing wrong with dating multiple people, getting to know multiple people, as long as there's nothing physical happening. But anyway, I do watch Match Made in Heaven, and there was a contestant on the show who kept saying, I have a secret. I don't know if I should reveal this. I don't know when I should tell him my secret. It's going to change the way that he looks at me. He's never going to see me the same once he knows my secret. And, of course, you know, that's part of the show. The reality shows are always trying to create drama and make things seem over the top. And her secret, however, that she was so apprehensive about was that she used to be overweight. She was once 300 pounds, and she was now very slender, very fit, gorgeous woman, very beautiful, but she recognized that that was something that she was going to have to share with him because it was a part of her life and a part of her psyche, I guess is the word I should use. It was something mentally challenging for her to get past, and she still felt like the overweight, unpopular girl. And I have seen that with my clients where they had been a certain weight, male and female, and they now had a new body. And it was hard to get used to the new way of living and people looking at them differently and people desiring them and finding them attractive when for so long they had not been that person. They had been the invisible, looked down upon, even a ridiculed person up until then. So a client of mine also was having an operation, and I encouraged him not to tell the young woman that he was dating, getting to know, interested in, getting to know better. They were not exclusive, but he was hoping that they would be in the near future. His procedure was minor technically, but I felt like psychologically it could make the person think of him in a different negative light. So I told him not to tell her that if he was going to tell her anything about what he was doing, just say you're having a simple procedure if he wanted to tell her that he was going to be out of commission for a little while. And it wasn't even going to be a long while, but it was my advice to him not to even mention it. So there are lots of things that people might have going on that they consider a secret. I know someone who had herpes, and they didn't know when she should reveal that to her dates. Other people might have a mental illness. Maybe they don't have a job. They were fired, and they don't know if they should mention that they're currently unemployed. Sometimes people are having problems at the job and don't know if that's something that they should share on a date. People always talk about their job usually on a date. That's just something that always comes up. What do you do? So do you reveal that you're in between jobs or that you're currently thinking about leaving your job? If you have a medical condition, is that something that you need to mention to the people that you are dating? Well, I will say, in general, you don't have to tell anybody anything. We as women tend to talk too much in general and end up sharing way too much, way too soon. Men can be guilty of this as well, probably on a smaller scale, but I definitely have had male clients who talked too much about their divorce problems, their exes, if they got cheated on, or any money issues that were in the marriage. Some men like to tell immediately on the first date why their marriage didn't work out, and it's turning the women off. Men, you do not have to share a lot on your first date with a woman about why your marriage did not work or what happened in the marriage. You could be oversharing, and it is affecting the way the women are looking at you, and that is why they don't want to go out with you again. So here's my advice to you on that. Don't talk about your ex-wife's problems or issues that your ex-wife had or how rough your marriage was on the beginning, on the first date. Save some of that for after you already know if you want to see the woman again. And after maybe the second or third date, in the beginning stages, meaning dates 1, 2, maybe even 3, your personal dilemmas, your personal struggles or issues do not have to come out. I always say, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, the first couple of dates should be light, fun, just getting to know a little bit about the person, where they're from, do they have any siblings, what kind of work they do, what do they like to do for fun, travel, just the basic light stuff. You just want to see the person's vibe, if you enjoy their energy, if you like being around them, if you can have fun with them. That's what the first couple of dates are for. Four, it's not to go deep and find out their deep, dark, hidden secrets. That stuff is for if you decide you could possibly like them and you want to know more. There are some things that need to come out immediately within the first date or two. Those things are if you have children. If you are getting a divorce, if you're not even divorced yet, if you're still married, that needs to come out immediately. Maybe if you're about to move away, that should come out pretty quickly. Or if you're being deployed somewhere, those things should be in the first couple of dates. But actually, nothing else has to be shared on the first or second date. It should be light and easygoing. There are some things that you should never tell. You can if you want to later if the relationship is solid and committed, monogamous, moving towards marriage, then those things might need to be shared. But there are some things that don't have to ever be shared. Things like how many men you've slept with, that's something you don't have to reveal. They might not even want to know. So don't feel like you have to reveal that. Other things that might never need to be shared, what you really think of his family members, like his mom or his dad or his sisters. If it's something negative, you never have to bring that up. Just keep that to yourself. Yeah. So back to the show, Mary. Match Made in Heaven is the name of this show. So the woman who was 300 pounds before, she was sent home this week. She revealed finally that she had been larger. She had photos of herself eating at the 300 pounds. She had photos of herself looking really bad. And even though a man would probably never admit to your face that he's turned off by seeing photos of you looking like that, it probably does play a factor. Especially seeing the photos. It's one thing to tell the person, I dealt with this, I had a weight issue, I'm now on a strict regimen of exercise and diet, and as you can see, it's working. That's one thing. They can look at you and say, okay, she might have had some issues, and now obviously she looks fabulous, and she's very disciplined about it. But for him to see her at that weight, 300 pounds, stuffing her face, I would say that probably did play a role in her going home. Now, we'll never know. They don't have to tell why they're sending someone home, really. But the image of that might stay in a person's head, and they might wonder if she's going to be back or if he's going to be back there again. Visual stimulation for men is very important. And I personally, if she had been my client, would have told her, if it comes up, then yes, you can reveal. You want to be honest. You never want to lie about anything, that you haven't always been the size you are. But other than that, there's no need to go into any detail, and there's certainly no reason to show him any pictures of your former life. You're going forward. There's no need to go backwards. So I would not have had her tell him. Some visions are unforgettable once you have seen them. If you used to be a drunk or on drugs or had some other type of battles, you don't need to show anybody photos of any of that. He does not need to see photos of you passed out or as you were hitting rock bottom. If anybody had pictures of that, throw them out. But it is certainly okay to tell the truth without the details. You can just mention, I used to do this or used to be this, but that was in my past, and now this is me. That's all you need to say. Getting to know someone is a progression. You don't need to overload them with too much information. Things will gradually come out over time. They do not need to come out immediately. I think sometimes when you go out on dates, you think that your job is to tell everything there is to know about you in the shortest amount of time. And no, that is definitely not what you should be doing. You don't want to be guarded or non-responsive or secretive or act like you have a secret, but you also don't need to let everything hang out immediately. So again, you want to be honest if you're asked something directly, but you don't have to get into the details of it. In fact, you can even say, I'm not ready to talk about that in detail right now, and then move on to a lighter topic. So how about those Cleveland Cavaliers? You can change the topic. Or you can say something like, well, you know, that's probably something that I would share with someone I'm closer with, not with someone that I just met. Sorry. And then move on. Ask them something totally off that topic. In fact, if you're ever on a date and the topic has turned too serious and you can tell that the energy is kind of going spiraling down in a negative direction, too deep, you can stop the conversation right there and say, hey, you know, we're getting a little too deep here. Let's talk about something more fun. Where are you traveling to this summer? Any travel plans? It's perfectly okay to do that. Some things should only be told to your therapist. You don't need to even tell a guy you're dating that you're in therapy or a woman that you're dating that you see a therapist. That's none of their business at this point. That's something that might be shared later on if you are only seeing that person and you are becoming exclusive, meaning you are not planning to see anybody else and this is getting more serious and he said that it's getting serious for him. If you two are just hanging out, if you're just seeing where this can go, there's no need to get really deep with him about your personal or her personal information. And know that some relationships will stay surfacey. Some relationships that you have with people are not going to go deep, and accept that. You cannot force a person to share things that they don't want to share with you, and maybe this relationship is just going to be a casual one. So don't require someone else to share their personal stuff with you if they're not ready or if they don't want to. If you like the person and you want to keep dating them or keep them around as a friend, that's okay. It's just going to be a surfacey relationship, and there's nothing wrong with that. You don't go deep with everybody, and that's okay. I've had some tell me that they told somebody on a first date that they had been raped before, and that is not appropriate. You cannot drop deep stuff like that on a person who doesn't know you. You're putting them in an awkward position, and you're revealing something about you that's intimate and private, and that's something that you should keep to yourself until you know that that person is trustworthy with your information. You don't know them yet. They could be a blabbermouth. They could be someone who gossips and tells everyone everything. So you only want to give sensitive information like that or anything to people you know that you can trust, to people you are building a relationship with and people who care about you. So if it's the first or second date, they don't care about you yet. They don't know you yet. They don't need to have that private information about you. So keep that for people who are your true friends and people who you trust. You don't know him if this is date one or two or even three. That's also why you shouldn't be doing anything physical with him or her. You don't know them yet. You don't even know their character in the first couple of dates. So keep things light. Keep things on the surface. Share things little by little. Let things unfold gradually. If even decide you want to keep seeing them. So I hope this has been helpful. Send me your questions, comments at info@kikistrickland.com. Check out my website for what I have coming next. We're actually going to be talking about weight more next week. I have a guest speaker who is a personal trainer coming in talking about things that you can do if you are someone who's looking to lose weight. She's also going to talk about alternatives to eating on dates. You don't always have to have a meal on your date. There are other active, interesting things to do. So that's, I think that's Thursday. Check out my website for some events I have coming out. We are doing a cruise retreat in December to Grand Turk and Dominican Republic. And we are going back to Martha's Vineyard next summer. We are also going to Paris in April of 2017, and then Italy in September of 17. So if you're a person that likes to travel, then you might want to join us. I always have something going on. I'm about to have a diva clinic, which will be personal attention for each of you. If you want to have a makeover, if you're tired of your current look, if you want to do something different, maybe a makeover, maybe different type of clothing style for you, check out my Diva Clinic that's coming up. I'm actually working with image consultants and professional makeup artists for that. So it's not something that I'm going to be actually giving you. I'm just going to be taking you to appointments with those people to create a new you. So check out my website at kikistrickland.com for more information about that and more topics for Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. All right, it's summertime. You should be getting out there, mingling, meeting new people. And if you don't know how to do that, you need to come to a flirt night or Flirting 101. I'm also going to be having something new called Mastering Mingling for those of you that need to learn how to mingle better. Even if you're a person that has to attend a lot of networking events, you should be networking effectively. So stay tuned for our seminar on mastering mingling in July. All right, it's a beautiful day out there. It's Saturday. Get out and do something fun where you can meet a few people. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.